Whatever. Thank you.
Mr. President, it's an honor to be here today. It's an honor to be speaking with you guys. My name is Ethan Carreri. I'm a police officer in Palm Beach County, Florida, and a former New York City police officer. While serving the New York City Police Department, I personally arrested Jose Ibarra for endangering the welfare of a child. A few months later, I saw his face again in the news after he viciously murdered Lakin Riley. I did my job. I put him in custody. The system failed. No detainer, no accountability, no deportation, and an innocent American life was taken. If you enter our country illegally, there will be consequences under this administration. The American citizens must always come first. To Lakin Riley's family, your loss should have never happened. We owe it to you and every American family to enforce our laws, secure our border, and protect innocent lives. Mr. President, thank you so much for having me here today, and thank you for all you've done for our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I notice you left New York to come to Florida. It's, in a way, it's too bad, right? Couldn't take it anymore. But they don't let you do your job. But thank you very much, Ethan. It's great, highly respected person. I have to do a little checking before I introduce people, otherwise I get in trouble. Sometimes I introduce people and they say, sure, if you know this or that, but you checked out very, very well. Stories like Lakin's are one more reason why my administration will do everything in our power to end the scourge of the sanctuary cities once and for all. They protect criminals. Why do people fight? They protect criminals with a vengeance. They fight for these criminals like murderers. They're protecting murderers. They fight for them so hard. I can't, there's something wrong with them. We're joined today by so many angel families who are grieving a terrible loss. They've gone through hell. Steve Ronnebeck was the father of 21-year-old Grant Ronnebeck, beautiful guy, who was shot and murdered by an illegal alien while he was working behind the counter of a convenience store in Arizona. He was working behind the counter. Steve, would you please come forward and talk about your boy.
You know, I spent some time with President Trump in his first election. President Trump talked about Grant even before he was elected in 2016. And finally, we had hope. We had hope that it was going to end. I was just talking to Secretary Noem that we all sat around the table one day during one of our visits to Washington. And again, the word preventable came up. All these deaths at the hands of illegal immigrants are preventable. They could have been stopped. We could have done so much more, unfortunately, at the hands of an election that we questioned. Somebody took their foot off the brakes, put their foot on the accelerator to let these people into our country. And it wasn't just regular people, it was criminals, it was murderers, killers, rapists.
You gotta, when I think of leadership, a lot of times, when it comes to political leadership, I often at times say, I don't know how these people can sleep with themselves. Because A, not only the amount of things that you know, as far as like, because you gotta know that Trump, Obama, all of the presidents of the United States of America, that they know some diabolical stuff that a lot of us will never, ever know in our lifetime, right? When it comes to American citizens and people that are murdered and killed and taken out, like, for example, you could have prevented this from happening And for whatever reason, whether you wanted to steal elections, whether you wanted to create a new Democratic base, no matter what it is, right? Somebody had to suffer for that. Somebody had to die for that. Somebody had to actually lose their life. Multiple different people lose their lives. People are losing their incomes. Industries are upset. Wages are suppressed. Corporations are taking advantage of people. And you know what the worst part about it is that when you lay your head at night, this could have been prevented. It could have been prevented. What up, Trill? What up, everybody in the chat? It straight up could have been prevented. But you know what the worst part about it is? Democrats continue to push that we need to defend illegal migrants no matter what they are. It don't matter if they criminals. It don't matter if they pedophiles. It don't matter if they wanted to blow up the United States of America. They are continuously enabling and leveraging their party and their politics to maintain power, and they don't care anything about Lake and Riley. They don't care nothing about anybody that has actually died on American soil that was an American citizen. And they don't want y'all to remember it either. Nobody even remembers the Lake and Riley Act that the Trump administration did and created when he first got in office the second time.
But they cheated like hell. They can't win on policy. Men and women sports. We have a new one, though. Voter ID. I think that's as crazy as they won't approve voter ID. They won't approve proof of citizenship. They won't approve no mail-in ballots, even though they know it's crooked as hell, where the ballots are sent to, in many cases, Democrats. Republicans don't get theirs, and they're calling frantically to get their ballot. A Democrat will get 3, 4, 5, 6, and even 7 ballots, and then we're supposed to win. That's what they're good at. They're professional cheaters. But we wouldn't be here right now. I'm just thinking as we're going through it, because we've suffered through it together. I suffer for the country. I mean, it's the people I've gotten to know, the mothers and fathers, mostly mothers and fathers. Husbands in some cases, wives in some cases, but mostly mothers and fathers, what they have to go through. Also with us is Marie Vega, the mother of Javier Vega Jr., the retired U.S. Marine and Border Patrol agent, so respected, who was murdered in front of his family by 2 illegal aliens, bad ones, really bad ones. People, you could look at him and you could say, trouble. Trying to steal his family's trucks. He wanted to take everything the family had, but the trucks in particular. Marie, please come forward. Thank you.
There's nothing I could do about the sound.
President Trump, on behalf of my family and I, thank you for hosting this beautiful remembrance in honor of our loved ones who were killed by illegal aliens. As you said, August the 3rd, 2014, my husband Javier, my son, Marine and Border Patrol agent Javier Harvey Vega, his wife, 2 of his sons and a friend, and I were fishing in Santa Monica, Texas. Within minutes of settling in, we were ambushed by 2 illegal aliens with many priors. Without warning, they jumped out of their stolen vehicle with guns that were not supposed to be in their possession in an attempt to steal 2 four-wheel drive vehicles. While trying to defend us, Harvey was shot in the chest and killed. My husband, Javier Sr., was shot in the back. Remember, you all, children were there fishing with their friends, and they just kept shooting. You could hear the bullets just whizzing past you. Javier Sr. returned fire with his weapon, and I grabbed the AR that Harvey had attempted to defend us with.
long story short, he has the families of different people up here that's basically breaking down exactly what happened and why their family member, their kid, their loved one, their husband, their brother, all of that stuff. They're basically, I muted her because the sound is a little bit off. But the basic whole premise of this whole thing that Trump is doing is that he's honoring the families of the people that actually was murdered from illegal migrants. Now, I'm pretty sure because what you're watching on it right now, this is Fox News, right? So Fox is airing it. But I'm pretty sure that if you go to any other platform, if you go to CNN, if you go to MSNBC, if you go to any of these other platforms, they are not talking about it. They're not airing it. They have not had any conversations about it at all. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go and check them out. Let me see. Let's see what CNN is airing on a live. CNN is not live. They're not airing it. MS Now was not live. They not airing it. So what does that tell you? Is that it's all propaganda? It's all propaganda. They don't care about reporting on the news. They don't care about bringing the stories that's meaningful. They don't care about none of that stuff. You know what they care about? Oh, MS Now is airing it. But you know what's so funny? MS Now only has 665 people watching. Ain't that crazy? 665 people watching on a network that has over 9.5 million subscribers. That is insane. How is only 665 people watching on a network that has over 9.5 million people subscribe for this particular live stream? The staff is watching only? That's crazy, bro. That is absolutely insane. Let me see.
They're beautiful.
They don't have a chat enabled. Why they don't have a chat enabled?
That running again a third time after having gone.
They don't have their chat enabled at all. Why they don't turn the chat on? They always got their chat on MS Now.
So much deception, viciousness, and you could see what they were going to do. And I'm here now, and it's a much more powerful term than my second term would be. And much more powerful. And one of the reasons is everybody sees how bad they were. And I had to go through, and I still do, fake stories, fake polls. And I had polls for the election that showed I was going to get swamped, and I won in a landslide. They were fake polls because polls are tough. You know, when you get a fake poll, I get them today. I saw one today that I'm at 40%. 40%. I'm not at 40%. I'm at much higher than that. I mean, I'd love to run against anybody. The real polls say you kill everybody, wouldn't even be close. But you go through the fake polls, you go through the fake stories. And I said, you know, it was good because this is really a much more powerful term than I would have had if I had run, because it was just one of those things. There would be nothing to compare it to. And now they compare it to Biden and that horrible, horrible administration. And I mean, it is more powerful. Our military is much more powerful. We rebuilt it mostly in the first term. Then they gave away a chunk of it. And as much as it was, it's very small, relatively, Tom. But we gave it to the Taliban. Just walked out. We could have taken it with us. They said, oh, I think it's cheaper to leave the planes. Just put a little jet fuel and fly it to a neighbor or fly it right home. Sir, I think it's cheaper. I think we'll save money by leaving a $150 million jet on the runway. These people are crazy. But I said, and I've said to a lot of people, it's much better what happened, but not for you people, it's not. And then I go back and say, but I wish it didn't, because every one of your loved ones would be alive today. Everyone in this room, I think, maybe there's one where it could have sneaked through during our term, but I don't think so. We had a very tough border. We had a, you know, we solved it in 2016, and we had a very strong border. I would say nothing is as strong as what we have now, but we had a very strong border. We had a good border. We had a sane border. It was sane. And I say I like this much better, much more respect. You know, you read about all these crazy shooters, but they only go after consequential presidents. They don't go after non-consequential presidents, you know. If you take a look, Abraham Lincoln, some big one. John Kennedy, in a certain way, was very consequential. He represented something very important. He was there for 1,000 days, as you know, the book, 1,000 days. But he was consequential. There was a glamour. There was something good for our country.
Well, the fact of the matter is, what we have to realize, what we, you and I, have to realize is that we got bigger fish to fry. We can't sit wallowing. What I've realized over the last 6 months or so is that you can't depend on anybody but yourself. And when I say that, I'm telling you, I just reaffirmed to myself that there is no community. There is no community. There is no loyalty. There is no community. People are loyal to clout. That's it. And if clout gets them to support the Democratic Party, even if it goes against every single thing that you ever believed in, it can go against your morals. It could go against your values. It could go against what's best for your family. It could go against what's best for your kids when it comes to the schools. It could go against your infrastructure. It could go against your city. It could raise up your own property taxes. And you know what people are going to go with? They're going to go with clout. They're going to go with clout is the new currency. That is the only reason. I can't even say that people are loyal to the Democratic Party because it's because of their family. Because we too old for that. You can't be 25, above the age of 26, 27 years old, still telling me that you're aligned with a party because you don't like another person. What are you, 3? How old are you? How old are you? 3? Listen. I'm building a plane as I fly it, meaning that I'm figuring it out as I go. Right? One of the first through the door, been an OG YouTuber for a long time, been paying attention to everything when it comes to money, political, everything. I've grown into who I am today. I am telling you this. It does not matter if you are in corporate America. It don't matter if you are a content creator. It don't matter if you own your own business. It don't matter if you're referring to relationships. It doesn't matter if you think that you're the coolest person in the world, that you are giving people education and information. If the popular take in the narrative is A, and the truth and the righteous thing is B, and you pick B instead of going with A, they will absolutely hate you for it. It doesn't matter how right you are. It doesn't matter if history proves that you're right later on. You are still going to be villainized because clout and popularity is always going to be more important than the truth. All the time. It's the reason why you get people on TikTok and Instagram and on YouTube. And what they'll say is what they repeat that they heard instead of doing their research. And again, I said it just a little bit ago. I said it last week too. And I said, listen, now I have to go and figure it out for myself before I speak to it. I can't just speak to an issue without being informed. I can't speak to an issue without being informed. The only thing that matters is the headlines and the thing that'll get you views. The truth don't matter. The truth is for people that have already crossed the threshold to where the money is already going to be what it is. Ain't no community. Ain't no loyalty. Ain't no I'm going to do what's best for you. Ain't no rules for the game when it comes to the internet, misinformation, all of that stuff. You have to go and find out for yourself. So you got to separate yourself from the world. You have to separate yourself from misinformation. You got to separate yourself from your inherent political party and go and find out for yourself.